This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Welcome to Issues 2023, Brian.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
How long have you been GM at the fair?
I started 2 years ago, August 2nd. So my first fair was exactly 6 weeks from start to when the fair happened. So it was, I think we've said initiation by fire when I first took over.
That sounds like that was a tough time. How was that in relation to the COVID pandemic? Was that middle, afterwards, or what?
It was right after. In 2020, we didn't have a fair, and then I took over in 21. So it was just coming back from the pandemic and having to work through all of that, not knowing whether or not there would be a mask mandate, whether or not there would be, you know, other issues put into or suggestions put into play. I did have the opportunity to meet with the governor, and we put a plan together, and it was a good year.
Before arriving in Hutchinson, I believe you worked in North Dakota, is that correct?
Yes, I ran the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo, North Dakota for about 13, 14 years, and then was hired as the CEO of the Oregon State Fair, and that's when the pandemic hit, and they said that they couldn't go through with the contract, so there I was with nothing, and then our family decided to look in another direction. I was talked to by a headhunter, and he said, hey, I got a position down in New Mexico. Are you interested? And so my family and I moved down to New Mexico, and I ran a closed convention center because COVID hit really, really hard down there as well.
Oh, wow. Wow, what an impact. All right, so where'd you grow up? Did you grow up in North Dakota then?
In North Dakota, yeah.
Okay. Now, for the Kansas State Fair, has the fair made a complete comeback after this COVID pandemic, you think?
Pretty much. I mean, our numbers are still on the rise. You know, our cattle and livestock this year may be down just a little bit just because of the heat and everything else. But our divisions, our exhibits and all that kind of stuff, they're back to pretty close to what they were before. And we've opened up a bunch of new contests and stuff like that. So trying to bring a new group of people into the fair.
Well, what were the attendance numbers last year?
We were just shy of 316,000 people. In 22 or 21, excuse me, we were about 279,000 people. So getting closer to what the average, anywhere from 325 to 350,000 is what the average has been over the years.
I was going to say, that sounds, if my memory serves me, that's pretty close to getting back up there.
Yep.
Now, this year's fair is scheduled for September 8th through 17th, I believe. What are you looking for in terms of visitor numbers this time around?
You know, we're seeing a lot more people talking about doing staycations, staying a little closer to home. So, and with all the entertainment and everything that we got going on, we're hoping that we are right around that 325 or even a little bit higher again this year. That's our hopes and dreams, but you know, it just depends on how the weather treats us and what people see as great entertainment.
It's always the weather. That's the one thing Disney could never solve, what to do about the weather. So
exactly.
Where do our Kansas State Fair visitors, where do they come from?
You know, on average, about 150 to 200 mile radius, but we do have them. We do a little bit of research on that from Nebraska, from Missouri. We get them from Colorado into Oklahoma, Texas. But the vast majority are within 150 to 200 mile radius of the Hutchinson area.
How is the fair funded, Brian?
We are a state agency. We are what they call a fee-funded organization. What that means is what we make is what we get to spend. We do receive a yearly stipend from the state, which is about $135,000, and that goes into a utility fund. But if you can about imagine 10 days of the fair with all the lights and all that kind of stuff going on, that really doesn't even cover it. But I do have to say that the state legislature has been phenomenal to us over the last couple of years since I've been here. They have given us, in the 21 session, they did give us approximately $14.45 million towards upgrades on the grounds. Again, we're a state facility, so these are state-owned buildings, so it's just to update those. And then last year, during the session, I went back in and I asked for some additional dollars for upgrading the lighting out here for safety, as well as upgrading the cameras that we have on the grounds. And they allotted us about $600,000 that we're using for those two projects.
I know that the State Fair has been in Hutch for many, many years. I don't know how long, but some of those buildings...
110 years is how long we've been
okay.
around.
Okay, 110 years. So some of the... Now, none of the buildings here... are that old, are they?
There, you know, I believe that there are a couple that are pretty close to that. You know, the Bison Arena, of which we're in the process of renovating right now, I believe is 1937. And some of a lot of the cattle barns, all those have been tore down. And the grandstand the grandstand seating area itself has been redone several times. But overall, I mean, I think there's maybe one or two originals. The House of Capper that we just, along with the foundation and the Kansas Co-op group, we just redid that this last year and opened that up. That was back in the 30s when that was opened by then Governor and former Senator Arthur Capper.
All right. So how much are tickets and where can we buy them?
You know, it right now is a great time for you to get out there. We still do have our early bird tickets that go through the 7th. And if you buy those in advance, you can buy them online or you can buy them at any Dillon's location. They're $7 in advance, and on the 8th, they'll go up to 10. Children 6 to 12 are 4 in advance, and they'll go up to 6 on the 8th, and then seniors are 4 now and will go up to 6. But we also have great things such as our season pass, which is only $50, and that'll get you in for 10 admissions if you buy that in advance. We also have like our senior packs, our couple packs, our kids packs, family packs. Each one of those is a great opportunity for you to get gate admission tickets, food tickets, trips on like the State Fair Railroad or Sky Ride. You know, so there's lots of great opportunities. If you go out to our website, kansasstatefair.com, and click on the tickets, that'll give you a full breakdown of all of the opportunities, including like I said.
Well, yeah, but you know, the prices you just quoted me, I would say are very reasonable for that kind of entertainment. So how many people do you employ at the State Fair?
We have 28 full-time staff year-round, and then we bring in between 400 and 500 volunteers and other staff during the fair time.
Well, that was one of my questions, because a lot of things in this state or here in Wichita don't get done if we don't have some volunteers. How many do you have, and what are they doing for you?
Well, you know, and that number kind of varies, just depends on what projects we have. We have some guests services that will come in, and we've got some people that answer the phones for us. We have some assistants out at the gates. It's a wide variety of things that some of these volunteers do come in and help us out with.
Yeah, now I believe the Kansas Highway Patrol handles security. They have it for several years. And is anything new there?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And we cannot thank them enough for all of their time and effort in making sure that when people are out here that we're all safe and protected. We've been working with them for many years, like you said, and I think we've got our systems down pretty well. Lieutenant Dave Golden is our on-site commander, and he is a great addition to our team. We meet with him on a daily basis now, and everything works just fantastic.
You have a communication improvement. I thought I saw this the other day. That have you not?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, since I got here 2 years ago, I started looking at some of the things that that we do on grounds. And one of the things that I noticed is that we never really had the fire, the police, the sheriffs, EMS, highway patrol, the hospital, everybody getting together in one room. And so I got all these people together and said, let's kind of have a conversation. So the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. So since that time, we have been meeting probably 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year now, starting to put plans together. And with our new Reno 911 coordinator, Kevin Irwin, we are now able to put in a 911 dispatch alongside of the Kansas Highway Patrol dispatch. So the two of them will be able to talk. So if somebody, if we were to get a 911 call into the Reno County dispatch, they're able to basically spin their chair and say to the Highway Patrol dispatch, here's what I got, and what we're able to react a lot faster than having to hang up the phone and call to the other dispatch and bring them up to speed. So those two groups are going to be working very well together. We've created them a spot on the grounds.
But you have something about the public address system.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Yeah.
That was the other thing. When I started, I was touring around with our operations manager, and I said, hey, Tim, you know, how do we let people know what's going on the grounds? And he goes, well, Highway Patrol normally will jump in their carts and kind of just tell people, you know, if we have imminent weather. And I said, we don't have a public address system. They said, no, not really. So that is something that I went to the legislature, and that was part of the $14.45 million that we got. And we worked with HopSound out of McPherson, and they have finished putting in the whole system, which is going to be phenomenal, because we can break it down by building. We can do an all call throughout the whole grounds. We're able to we did some pre-recorded messages in both English and Spanish. So if we have imminent weather coming our way, we're able to make a response a lot quicker. If we were to have, you know, an active shooter or an assailant come on the grounds, we're able to make announcements for people to take cover a lot easier. When we have a lost parent, because kids are never lost, it's always the parent.
Yeah.
We're able to make an announcement to have mom and dad or making that announcement to have Junior or Sally come up to the administration building and you know, put them back together as a family unit.
That is a huge improvement safety-wise.
Yes, absolutely.
You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Brian, tell me about the giant pumpkin weigh-in.
Yeah, you know, that is such a cool event that we have here on the Kansas State Fair. It's an opportunity for people that love to grow big produce and come in here and showcase their wares. And last year, I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head how big that pumpkin was, but it was phenomenally huge. And people actually, you know, come in there and take their pictures with the pumpkin. We set up a full area for them to like a backdrop, so they could take a picture with the pumpkin. It was really, really, really fun. So we're excited about having those again this year.
Photo ops with the big pumpkin. Is there going to be a butter sculpture this year?
Absolutely. We haven't been told yet, or I haven't been told yet, what that is. So you'll definitely have to make your way over, and she'll start putting that together next week. So we're excited about that as well.
I always say the one that I remember is they did Ike and Mamie Eisenhower one year.
Oh, okay.
That was terrific. Now, the various livestock, poultry, clothing, textile exhibits all on display as usual then?
Most definitely. First weekend is our grand drive weekend, and that is one of our largest livestock sides. And that has just a phenomenal show, bringing all these 4-H kids into the grounds and FFA kids into the grounds so they can show their animals. And then we have the final big grand drive event where the top animals are showcased on that Saturday night. And then all, yes, like textiles and 4-H, FFA exhibits, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all that kind of stuff. They're actually starting to load in a lot of that and judge right now. I know the quilt department has got the vast majority of the quilts up already, and they are in the process of being judged. So, yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal year for all these competitors to come in and see how they placed.
You know, there's always something good to eat at the fair. Tell me about the chow this year.
You know, again, I mean, we have close to 100 food vendors on the grounds, and it's across the board of all different types of food. You've got your burgers, you've got your if you're into more of a lighter lunch, they have been doing stuffed cucumbers with like a chicken salad or a cream cheese. You've got The Carrie's Beer Garden is doing burnt end fries and burnt end burgers. They're also doing a Wagyu burger, a Wagyu hot dog. And we had the ability to taste these about a month ago at an open house. And it's just across the board, I mean, just phenomenal food.
Pronto
popcorn
Pup?
And Pronto Pups, yes. On Sunday, we'll have our big Pronto Pup eating contest. So that's always a big hit for out here.
How about funnel cakes?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You can't go to a fair without getting a funnel cake.
I guess not, no.
Well, yeah, cotton candy and all that kind of stuff.
What about fun rides on the Midway? We're going to have some of those?
Yes, absolutely. We work with North American Midway, or NAME, and they bring in some amazing rides for the kids. You know, everything from roller coasters to the big gondola-styled Ferris wheels to the speed rides to the kiddie rides. So on average, we have about 40 rides that are out here every year. They travel all over the state fairs. I think they were just in Illinois, and when they leave here, they go down to Tyler, Texas for the Southern Texas Fair. So just a very well-known and very reputable carnival that comes in and assists us with the Kansas State Fair.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I once served as an official starter for the race, and I'm sorry to see that the pig races are going away.
Well, they're not going away. This year, we're trying to find a better spot so they're all in one area.
Oh, okay.
In the future, we will definitely be bringing them back. So it is something, yes. This year, we just looked at that space is a little bit different. We're bringing in Kenny Ahern, who is a comedian, comedy juggler, and he has a free stage area over there that we're setting up just onto the north side of the Bison Arena.
But the Joe Hedrick Petting Zoo, is it going to still be there?
Absolutely. Yep. Joe will be here with all of his animals, his goats, his petting zoo, his camels, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely.
The pig races is one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen. All right.
Yep. I mean, it's definitely something that we'll look at again for the future.
Tell me about the entertainment at the grandstand. Give me a rundown of who you got.
Oh, absolutely. In our eyes, we've got a great lineup again this year. We're going to be starting out on Friday night with Need to Breathe. A lot of people have known them as more on the Christian side. They've gone into more of the rock side. So that will be a phenomenal show. That starts at 7:30 on Friday the 8th. On Saturday, we have country artist Carly Pierce with Megan Maroney opening up for her. Again, these two are just topping the charts, amazing. That will be Saturday. That show starts at 7:30. And then on Sunday, we've traditionally had a comedy type of event, and we continued that this year. Rob Schneider, who has been a comedian and an actor for many, many years, will be on stage, and he will have Byron Kennedy opening up for him. Monday night, we are going into our Demolition Derby again. That starts at 7:30. Tuesday night, we have Cooper Allen, and opening for him is Frank Ray. These are both new and up-and-coming country stars. Cooper Allen is a young individual that got really, really popular on TikTok and has started making a big name for himself, and that will be just a phenomenal concert. Wednesday night has traditionally been our Christian night, and we have Matthew West and Ann Wilson for our event this year, and again, doing a phenomenal job. We actually put together a state fair choir that will be singing with Matthew with one of his brand new songs, so we're very excited about that. We're working with Sterling College to bring in a choir for that. Thursday is going to be a phenomenal night in my eyes. I've known these guys for about 16 years. It's a band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota called Hairball. They are an 80s tribute band. You have two lead singers. One is always off stage getting ready to come on stage. So when they do come on stage, you see Gene Simmons from Kiss, full makeup, full garb, everything. You'll see Twisted Sister. I mean, it just depends on who they are going to run that night, but it can be all of that from Queen to Prince to any of the 80s rock bands. And it's just a great night, about 2 hours straight, pyrotechnics and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. We decided this year that we needed to look at our diversity in the entertainment we bring onto our grandstand stage. So we reached out to a regional Hispanic band out of Mexico called La Fiera de Ojinaga, and they are going to be on our stage on Friday, September the 15th. Saturday, we're going back to our pop, and we brought in a opener of Disco Line. He is a EDM, electronic dance music. So he's a disc jockey, and we'll be opening up for Ja Rule, and 90s and early 2000s pop star. And then we're going to close out the Kansas State Fair on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock with our Monster Truck Show.
Ah, Monster Trucks. All right. Was anything new and different this year that you would like to mention?
You know, we've got some great other free stage entertainment. We're bringing in iFlip, which is an aerial acrobatic show. That'll be right up here, right off of the main gate. Last year we had a high dive act, and this is from the same company. They'll be doing a lot of aerial acrobat show, and they'll do like the trampoline walls and the trampoline speed tramp, where they do cartwheels and flips down a speed tramp. We also have Victor Trevino coming in on the 16th on Saturday night. He'll be at the People's Bank and Trust Arena. It's a free show. He is an Elvis tribute singer, does a phenomenal job, very well recognized within Elvis's camp. We also have the Chiefs, the Kansas Lottery Chiefs Red Friday event that's coming in. We're having Blaine Howard over on the People's Bank and Trust Arena stage for a free concert, along with Casey Wolf and the Chiefs Rumble Drumline.
Mm.
So we're telling people to come out and wear their Chiefs colors and take part in that.
So the fairgrounds active year round. You don't just sit idle. What are the things going at the fair when the fair is not in season? What are the things?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do between 550 and 600 events on an annual basis. Those can be broke down to quinceañeras, weddings, dog shows, cattle shows, pigeon shows, rabbit shows. I mean, any type of livestock show, we have it on the grounds. We also have like the Mennonite release sale on the grounds. We have several big, well-known cattle shows. Right after fair, 2 weeks after fair, we have the Kansas Junior Livestock Show. We also have, I think it's once a month, we have the flea market on the grounds. So, I mean, it's a vast majority of things that for rentals that we do here on the grounds.
Let me interrupt you. We're running out of time. But what do you think is the economic impact of the Kansas State Fair on this area?
You know, I looked. I think there was one done in 2017, and it was anywhere from $71 to $100 million is what the economic impact of the Kansas State Fair played on Hutch and the state.
What gets you excited about going to work in the morning?
Just the smiles on everybody's faces. And, you know, that's one of the big things. During fair time, I love to run out on the grounds and stop people and say, hey, what brought you to the fair today? And they said, you know, we love coming here. We've been coming here since we were kids. You know, I've heard the stories of I met my wife in the livestock barn. We were both showing cattle. I kissed my first girl on the double Ferris wheel out in the carnival area. You know, my grandparents met here. We love coming out and sharing, you know, the Ambucks ice cream or a Pronto Pup, whatever it is. So it's just hearing all the great things that bring people out here to the Kansas State Fair.
Kansas State Fair, September 8th through the 17th. Thank you for being with us this morning, and best of luck to you this year. Our guest
Thank you very much. Yeah, just go out to the website, kansasstatefair.com. Everything that you need to know, planning your visit, it's all there. And we appreciate you, and you have a wonderful day.
Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. That's all for this edition of Issues 2023. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.